The production of this program is made possible thanks to the support of Audlin Brown, BD Developments, Stem Cell Technologies, and listeners like you. On February 24, 2022, in the dark of the night, in Mukachevo, Ukraine, Sasha Luchkov woke to the news that his country was under attack. Sasha is a piano prodigy who, at the age of 17, was well accomplished as a pianist. He had recently placed second in the Scherzo International Piano Competition, where he performed Beethoven's Sonata No. 17. Luchkov has performed at the Horowitz International Piano Competition and the Perugia Music Fest, and he was enrolled in music. However, when the war intensified, Luchkov says, "I was in fear of my life, and I fled from Ukraine, first to Italy, and then with the help of Thrive Refuge, I made my way to Canada, which has accepted me as a refugee." Luchkov says Canada and Canadians have been remarkably kind and helpful. Through Thrive Refuge, Sasha was able to complete his high school education, and he is now attending UBC's School of Music, studying under the direction of Dr. David Fung. On April the 12th, Sasha is performing at the Chan Center for the Performing Arts in the Concert for Peace to help raise funds to support Thrive Refuge's Fine Arts Bursary. I invited Sasha Luchkov to join me for a conversation that matters about the power of music and the generosity of Canada. Sasha, welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, and welcome to Canada.
Yeah, it's really been a great to experience this country, I guess, and the generosity of Canadian people, especially those who helped me along my way. It's really stunning.
So you are a pianist. Like, I've watched some of the videos of you, and like, it's not like you're learning to be a pianist. You already are a pianist. How old were you when you started playing the piano, and at what point did you realize, this is what I love to do?
Well, the story started at my kindergarten. My first teacher, she came to my grandparents with an advice to try and go to music teacher, which lived right across our street, and just to see if I have any musical talent, and try playing piano or just music in general. So we went with my grandfather, and we met the teacher. And what happened? My grandmother primarily wanted me to just make music as my hobby. So not as a career, but my first teacher, she insisted on that, and she enrolled me herself in music school where she taught, and basically that's the story, that's the initial point how it started, and I would say it may have been a coincidence, but I'm really grateful that it has happened, because now I have purpose in my life where I can go. Yeah.
So as a youngster, you start playing the piano. How many hours a day were you playing?
Well, it increased gradually. Yeah. It's not, I have not been practicing like 8 hours, like being 5 years old kid, right? But gradually as my program was increasing, demands for my playing were increasing. So I went from practicing 1 hour a day till 6 hours. And I guess it's not about amount of time you spend on practicing, it's rather about quality, how you practice, how you involve your brain in actual practicing.
So life was pretty good.
Yeah.
You lived in a country that was at peace. The economy was improving. You probably thought, I've got a good life ahead of me.
Yes. I mean, there was a war going still.
Well.
Since 2014. But I would say it didn't feel like that, right? Yeah. So you still could have seen a future ahead of you, right? So I had my plans or on pursuing music career and just moving gradually to my goal, right?
And living in Ukraine.
Yes, yes.
Because that's your country.
Yes, like if I would have a chance to stay, I would probably stay. But this type of career, it involves this hard decision when you have to change your place of living in order to improve, in order to move ahead.
The production of this program is made possible thanks to the support of Audlin Brown, BD Development, Stem Cell Technologies, and listeners like you. In my introduction, I talk about February 24th, and it was somewhere in the early morning hours that Russia declared its intention to take control of Ukraine.
Yeah.
You wake up that morning. What was that feeling like?
I remember, actually, the day before, me and my music teacher in Ukraine, we were making a recording to apply for the competition in Israel. And it was really hard night. I remember I couldn't make a recording. We did like 20 takes or something. And I wasn't satisfied and I was really stressed about it. So I slept really well after that. And I woke up from the call from my grandmother. She called me like more than 10 times. And she told that the war has started, which was like, I remember it like right now. And this feeling, it just terrifies you. It takes over you. And I thought like, what's going to be tomorrow, or where I'm going to be, like where my family going to be, because it's really terrifying.
So what happened over the coming days?
So I came home because I was studying at a music college in different city, not that far, but still. So I came home and we started to think about how my future gonna look like from now, because this has changed everything. It's not safe in big cities such as Kyiv, which is the capital of Ukraine. And if I want to go there to pursue my music education, it means taking a lot of risks. Like every day you are at risk at being bombed and being killed, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to find a way to get me out of Ukraine, but still there were plans to go to that competition in Israel.
In Tel Aviv.
Yes, in Tel Aviv in May 2022. So we decided to go. I still was able to leave country and go back normally. So I went and I won second prize. And I think a month after that, when I came back to Ukraine, I received a really kind email from Ilana Varet, that she wants to invite me to a festival in Italy. And she gives me a scholarship to participate. So of course I decided to go to take a chance and to see what I can get from it. And it turned out that she's gonna be my next teacher, and she's gonna be the person who will lead me in my trip to Canada eventually.
So what was the feeling of tension around what was happening, the conflict between Ukraine and Russia, Russia's aggression to take over the country? And how did that affect your ability to study and focus on music?
Well, I have to say that I was living far from the front line. It's like 1,000 kilometers approximately. So in my hometown, we didn't feel the war directly, but still we had alarms every day, which means that there is a rocket launch. Rocket launch alarm. So you either have to go to shelter or you have to find a safe place, because you never know when the missile.
So what's it like in that moment? Like, I live in a country where I've never had ever experienced anything like that. What goes through your mind when you hear that siren go off? How do you respond?
First days, nobody understood what is going on. I would express it like that. It just you can't understand why in the 21st century this is going on, and people are so aggressive, and people want to kill each other just for living peacefully, basically. So, and at the moment when you feel, when you hear the alarm, you just frightened. You have to go to shelter. You have to sit there as like your freedom has been cut, basically. Mm-hmm. So you can't do anything. You have to wait till it's safe and you can go out.
And what's the feeling like within the shelter? Because you're there with many, many other people.
Yes. Well, everybody tries to support each other, obviously, and because it's a worst thing when you focus on what is going on, actually. And after a month of reading the news, of reading statistics, how many people has died, what is going on the front line, it just suppress you morally. Like, you have no, it's a very depressive state when you can't do anything, basically. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have a space to move, I would say.
The production of this program is made possible thanks to the support of Odlin Brown, BD Developments, Stem Cell Technologies, and listeners like you. So you go at the invitation of this teacher to Italy, and is it at that time that you say, I can't go back to Ukraine?
Well, I still had some time, and Ilana, I told her whole situation, what it looks like, and that after I'm turning 18, I have to make a decision. Either I stay in Ukraine and I'm not able to leave it because of the law, right? Because the country is under attack, which means somebody has to defend it. So it was a choice. Either I'm leaving before my birthday, or I'm staying, and it means I'm sacrificing my career or my talent. So
leaving, though, must have been difficult, because you're then leaving your family and your home and your culture. How challenging is that to make that decision? Yes, you're focused on your career, but I mean, this is, you know, your life up to this point. It must be very difficult to make that decision.
Yes, it was difficult. I wouldn't say I was thinking too much about that, because I knew my family is gonna support me anyways. Like, they know how much I value music in my life. That it's a career I want to pursue. Mm-hmm. So I was decisive enough to make it really quickly and don't think about it. And I think if I would focus too much on how bad I would feel abroad, missing my family, it would just destroy me from inside.
So now you're in Italy. How did you make a connection to come to Canada?
So I left to Italy in October 2022, and Ilana had a connection with Ray Zan, who is leading non-profitable organization, Thrive Refuge, which helps for refugees to get music education, education in arts in Canada. So she involved Ray. She explained the whole situation to him, and he decided to help me. So from Italy, he was guiding me to how to get to Canada and to the place where I'm gonna stay there.
Which was ultimately outside of Victoria.
Yes.
And you went to Brentwood School.
To Shawinigan Lake.
Shawinigan Lake.
Shawinigan Lake School. Yes. So they kindly provided me with this incredible opportunity. To be honest, I have never thought in my life of having this kind of community where I can develop as a musician and still feel like I'm at home, because Shawinigan is truly a place where you can feel at home, far from your home, right? From your actual home.
So you completed your secondary education, and now you've moved to Vancouver?
Yes. I moved to Vancouver for music education at UBC, and currently I'm studying with Dr. Fang in UBC School of Music.
So, you know, I mentioned off the top that you're in awe somewhat and deeply appreciative of the generosity of Canadians. How does that, you know, sit with you about Canada as a country and its willingness to reach out and help people in dire moments of need?
Well, Canada has been always really supportive to Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
And this story has like decades and hundreds of years behind it. So I'm really grateful to what I've got now. And I really hope that I will get a scholarship to pursue my education at UBC, because this is a passion that gives me strength to move forward. And I think the music is what can bring peace and make people think about different things, about just providing kindness to each other. Just taking care of each other, of those who need help.
That is the power of music, isn't it?
Yes, truly.
So you're studying under Dr. David Fung.
Yes.
How remarkable is that?
It's an amazing experience. He's really great teacher, and I'm really honored to study from him and to improve my piano playing, because playing the piano and playing any music instrument, it's always about improving, about having a target, aiming for it, and getting to it. And then you have to set the boundaries higher, right?
The production of this program is made possible thanks to the support of Audlin Brown, BD Developments, Stem Cell Technologies, and listeners like you. So on April the 12th, you are going to be playing at a concert to raise funds. Tell us about that concert.
This concert is going to involve three performers, me, Ryan, and Ray, who is leading the organization. And the main goal is to fundraise for ICC of British Columbia for their impact program to help other people get music education here in British Columbia.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
That you're able to be in this position now where you can perform to raise money to be able to give back. This experience that you've been through, how much has that helped you to appreciate why it's important that we all care for one another?
I would say I'm not the only one who experienced this, obviously. So, and I really feel that musicians, and not only musicians, we are talking about all the occupation sphere. We have to support each other in order to make the art, to make the main purpose of art, just to bring peace and to provide people with emotions, with because people are coming to concert to hear something, to have emotions, to share their feelings. So this connection between public and between performers, it always has to be present. And I think people have to understand that artists are going through a hard ways to get their careers. So it's important that publicity is also involved in supporting young talents.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy that after coming here and receiving this help, now I can help to other people. I can support other people, and those money can help them to receive music education.
So what do you like about Canada the most?
The most?
Yeah.
I would say nature. Nature is really stunning. Everything is just so expansive. Like, I would say, just in terms of scale, like how big are trees, how big is the nature? Expansiveness, right? And especially with Vancouver, which is truly stunning city, and it's so green, like lots of nature is a part of the city, which I really love it.
Okay, so are your long-term plans now to stay here and be a great Canadian and, you know, be this world-class musician hailing from Vancouver?
Well, I think so. This profession involves a lot of traveling. So, but for now, I want to pursue this from here, as my starting point, right, here in Canada.
Well, I think many people, once they get a chance to see you perform, will want to be cheering for you from the bleachers, really, saying, way to
thank
go.
You.
Thank you for producing such great music. And thank you for coming to Canada. You know, it's one of the things that I appreciated about Canada is that we've said to people around the world, come and join us in the building of a truly blessed nation. And I think you are here in what I believe is a truly blessed nation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for listening, and please visit conversationsthatmatter.ca and become a subscriber. And thank you to Audlin Brown, BD Developments, and Stem Cell Technologies for their support.